It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. And once again, we are delighted to bring Heartline to the airwaves. And Jerry Brenneman is here. We're in her office. And Judy is with us. Now, Jerry, Judy has been with us before. I shouldn't talk about Judy. Judy, you've been with us before.
Yes, I have.
She's a real person, can speak for herself.
Yes, okay.
But you have brought up in the past a phenomenon we're seeing more and more as our women, the demographic we're seeing is aging, who come here for assistance, and then they get their lives all put together, and now what? And as we just mentioned briefly before we opened the mic, Judy's kind of our poster child for that phenomenon. So let's revisit that and hear Judy's story and move from there.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Judy. We've been talking about that for a while. It's interesting, Jim, the demographic we're seeing lately with women who really want to get their lives together are older women like Judy. And older, I mean, I'm talking older 35 and up because that's kind of older, I think, for the population most people think of when they think of homeless. Who knows what they think of, but 35 and up here is a little older. It is not uncommon to have women in their 40s and 50s. I mean, that's a pretty, percentage-wise, I don't know, but that's a fairly substantial percent. And then we have the youngsters, you know, the 20-ish, you know, that are realizing the way their life is going, and they don't like it. So I think that's a really interesting bookend to the women that we have in here. Then you have that great in-between that's just kind of in and out, and they want a Band-Aid, or they just need a little moment to catch their breath and take off again. But the ones that really, really want help right now, and Judy can tell me or if that's accurate in Crossroads and yes. Community Connection, you have the youngsters and you have the oldsters, and you don't have a whole lot in between,
no,
huh?
No. I mean, they're like my kids' age,
yeah.
You know, like I could be their mother. They call me Mama yeah. Judy over there. All the girls, no, that's their new name for me, Mama Judy. Mm-hmm. It's just because I'm the age of their mom, so they respect me in that.
And you're how old?
I'm 54.
Yeah. Well,
I thought you were going to ask me how old I am.
I know how old you are.
So I think you announced it recently.
That's
just 29. Yeah, at a party. Well, Judy, let's back up. Let's get a running start at this. You've been here just over a year. What was your world before you came in?
My world was chaotic, pretty much unmanageable. Like I mean, God was in my life, but I really needed to be Him be in my life 100% and take control. Things were not normal when I came here. I was pretty despaired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was there substance abuse? I mean, you obviously needed some place to live.
No, it was just because of the economy, like we've been talking mm-hmm. about. My husband was going through disability issues, and you know, at the time I was going to school full time and trying to take care of my husband, and it got to the point where it became overwhelming, too mm-hmm. much for me to handle. So Evangel Home stepped in, and they really helped me with that.
So you came to the crisis home first?
Yes.
And then a month or so there, and you went into Crossroads.
Yes.
I want to interrupt here because, Judy, it seems to me, and I don't know why I remember this, and if I'm wrong, you can say I'm wrong and we'll move on, but it seems like either it was mentioned at your graduation several months ago or somewhere, you moved a lot.
Yes.
You'd been in a lot of places for whatever reason. And, Jim, when that happens, again, no matter what age you are, you can't put down roots and really get going anywhere, so I think then each time you move, the chaos just it is a total what is that? It's like a tumbleweed or you just keep gathering. And that's what was happening to Judy, and so she really then never got to stop and say, okay, I need to deal with this. Mm-hmm. She just kept moving and adding to the stuff that she then is now in the process still of backtracking. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I so much admire, and you know, you and I have talked about that, any woman who can come here at any age and say, okay, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. I need to get off the hamster wheel, as Judy just said. But then it's very hard because then you have all these other people around giving you our opinion. You have classes. You have counseling. Sometimes even that becomes kind of a hamster wheel. It's like, well, so yeah. Again, I just think any woman who puts herself here because she wants help is really to be applauded.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judy, you've gone through, you've graduated now, and you're in Community Connection.
Yes.
And there are some, you need a job.
I do.
But you haven't been able to get one because?
There's not very many jobs in Fresno. In fact, I think they just said on the news a couple nights ago they're laying off 500 people at the Bank of America call center. So each time, you know, you go out to look for work, there's more people that are unemployable, and it's a great need in Fresno. People need to be employed.
And you have some skills.
Yes, I do. I have great skills.
And what are they?
In what area?
I have a lot of office skills. I took at City College in 99-2000, I graduated from the Office Assistant 1 program with honors. I got honor roll at 3.5. There was 34 of us, and only 12 of us made it. So, you know, I did very well.
Very well.
But toward the end of your merry-go-round, you were in school, and your GPA suffered.
It did. It did. I was having some personal family problems, and my grades did suffer. And so, you know, with that going on, now the school's a little not wanting to be able to have me go back to school right now until I can get my grades better.
So how do you get your grades better if you can't get into school to make them better?
Right.
Well, I think getting into school is possible, but financial aid is the issue.
Okay.
Can't get financial aid,
okay.
And so therefore school isn't an option because there's no money to pay for it, and can't get a job because the schooling isn't.
Okay, so you would be looking at Fresno City, or what would you be looking at?
City College.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you need to talk to Ruby, and you need to see if we can help.
Yes.
Okay. There may be an avenue, an outlet, a source for assistance there. You also have... what might be a problem for some employers, and that you don't have a car.
Correct. Buses go pretty far in Fresno and Clovis, though. Pretty far. I mean, end to end. So,
you know, I'm hoping some of our listeners who never think about that. If you don't have a car, how limited you are in this town, and really in many towns. So let's say you are looking for work. You don't have a car. You know, Jim, really, just even thinking about that, you have to totally back up your thinking. If you have a job interview at 9 o'clock in the morning, you don't have a car, you got to make sure you're on the bus probably at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we talk about skills, people like Judy, we sometimes forget that even riding the bus is a skill that a lot of folks don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at how many things someone like Judy does have because she's accomplished and she's fought. But she's not going to get any points because she knows how to ride the bus. But I think those are things that just make it harder and harder for that population we're talking about, the older woman who's had some issues getting her life back together. And now she has those kind of issues to face. She doesn't have a felony record. She's not covered with tattoos. She doesn't have those things against her. So, Judy, let me stop making the point for you and the case for you. What kind of job would you like? If someone called after they hear the show and say, hey, I've got, what would you want?
I would really like to do some kind of office work, possibly medical or just regular, everyday, like office clerk position. That would be nice. I really enjoy working with other people. I'm very people-orientated, and I like to be with an organization that would be willing to take me on.
Okay. My listening friend, there you go. Maybe you know somebody. So her name is Judy, and you can call us at 264-4714. But the point of this is not only Judy, but the syndrome.
Yeah, the syndrome, that's right. And the syndrome is how you explained, Jim, that a woman here gets herself together. That moment of graduation is like, whoa, I did it. I am ready.
Right.
I'm going to conquer the world. And then they go out, and door after door after door, they can't get through. They start going out before graduation and realizing that. But that's the syndrome, that hope one day is dashed so quickly because there's just no leads.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do here now is keep our Community Connection women longer and longer. Because I feel like we owe it to them. You know, we've said in the past that once you are a graduate of ours, you do get a lifetime of perks. Now, the perks kind of vary from person to person, but there is basically a lifetime commitment to help you out. Judy has seen it. Some of the women who have left here, they've left Community Connection, they've got out, life has gotten really hard again, and we've brought them back. Mm-hmm. Remember, that was a syndrome for a while, I think last year. We had three or four women that did not want to go backwards again. And stuff was happening, and they called, and we took them back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, and that's... A woman like Judy does everything that's asked of her with a good attitude, mm-hmm. and she goes exactly where the program, where we want her to go. And she gets there as far as we really take it, as far as education and training. And now what? Mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, thanks for coming, bye-bye, good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. So, my listening friend, if you can help, please, if you know someone who might be able to help, please, that would change someone's life again, and that would really, really be so helpful.
Jim, you know something else that's helpful is that if someone takes a chance on someone like Judy while she's with us, that gives that employer a backup, because if things aren't working, they can call us. We can vouch for Judy. We can talk to her. We can talk to the employer. So it's not like they're hiring a total stranger mm-hmm. that doesn't have references and doesn't have support.
Right. Yep. So my listening friend, I mean, it could work for you and work for Judy and others here as well. Your son's going to Iraq?
He is. Next month, August.
That a little scary?
For me, it is. I think my son's prepared because he said that's what he chose for his life, was to protect his country and his family. So I'm very proud of him. Very, very proud of him.
Bless his heart for serving. What's his job? What's his specialty?
I think he does the 82nd Airborne Division. And, yeah, he has two job titles. And then he is also a mechanic on the big military vehicles. So he's got multiple job titles.
And you said he's 23?
He's just turned 23, yeah.
So you can pray for Judy, too.
Thank you.
I think Judy has a lot of good family support, too, because I'm thinking at her graduation, when she had a ton of people here.
Yeah.
She's up there in the, who had the most people at their graduation? Judy would be one of them, the most family members. Very supportive folks.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Judy.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank
it's good to see you and
you
hang out a little bit. Jerry, we just have a few seconds, really. Any pressing immediate needs?
I don't think so, other than summer slump financially. We're preparing for the banquet. We're excited about that. And again, if there's anything, our title is A Day in the Life Of. And if there's anything people really want to know about, call us.
Okay, 264-4714. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you,
Judy.
Thank you,
and Ken, thank you for taking our conversation, turning it into a radio program. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around. For Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.